ain't ever done or not. Little young man.
Good, son. Thank you. Just a
minute. The Ramban in his Perish on Chumash, Parshas Emor, Parshas Hamoados, makes a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Ramban describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin Berachamim and Yom Kippurim as Yom Rachamim B'din. Since in both cases there's Rachamim and Din, one has to understand the significance of the order. We understand that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, but apparently there's an element of Rachmim in Rosh Hashanah as well. And Yom Kippurim, the day of Tshuva, day of Kapara, it's certainly a day of Rachmim. But that Rachmim is not without some elements of Din. So I want to understand, what is this combination of Rachmim B'din, Din B'Rachmim? But before we get to it, I want to notice a few things about the nature of Slichos that are not so obvious. Baruch Hashem, my wife and I have an apartment in Yerushalayim, and we go during the summer, and whenever I can, I'm not responsible to be here in the yeshiva. And in the shul where I daven shachris every morning, as is standard in Eretz Yisrael, after the Shmona Esrei, there's a vidui that said. This particular shul says it on Mondays and Thursdays. Other shuls say it every single day. Somehow in America, I haven't seen it said. The Svardim say it at Mincha as well as Shachris. And the Vidui that said each day has the basic elements of Slichos in it. However, with an interesting distinction in terms of the order. The Vidui begins with asking Hashem to hear our tefillah, and immediately goes into the Vidui of Oshamnu. After the Vidui, it then says, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So the Vidui is said first, and Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is said after. This sort of corresponds to what I talk about Din B'Rachamim. The saying, the Vidui, obviously is a reflection of Din. It's accepting responsibility for the Chatorim that we've done. And then we come to the Rachamim, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. However, in the Slichos that we say, we're going to say tonight, and we're going to say until Yom HaKippur, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, the order is the reverse. We start with Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which we say a number of times, and only after we've said Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim a number of times do we say the Vidui. That's Rachamim B'Din. We start with the Rachamim and then the Din. Understand why we do it differently in saying the Vidui and saying the Slichos. A third distinction I want to notice is that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is introduced Every time we say, we don't just say you've given me this arachamim. There's an introduction. And there's a very interesting distinction. Most to almost every time, except the first time it's introduced, it starts with, after, we'll say, a piyut, it's Kel Melech Yoshev Akisei Rachamim Misnaheg B'chasidus. It begins referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a melech, but a very particular kind of melech. A melech who's Yoshev Akisei Rachamim Misnaheg B'chasidus. This should reflect a little bit if one, when we get to Yom Kippurim, the chasima of the bracha, the middle bracha and the Amida, the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, starts with brachat Hashem Melech Mocher V'Soleach. That of course we acknowledge Hashem as Melech, but not the standard king, but one who's Mocher V'Soleach, a king who forgives. And as we go through this, we continue with Kel Horeso Lonu Lomar Shlosh Esrei Uzachar Lonu Hayom Bris Shlosh Esrei. Right. We point out that the justification for saying the Yogimu Midas HaRachamim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do so. Right? Kel Horeso Lonu, you taught us Lomar Shlosh Esrei, to say the Shlosh Esrei. And this, of course, refers to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Yochanan says that Kavyochel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, wrapped himself figuratively with a talus like a Shliach Tzibur, and told Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever the Jews are in Tzoras, when you really need help, say that you've given me this Harachamim. So it's Kev, Horeso Lanu L'mashle, you told us to do so. But the first time we say you've given me the Sarachamim, that's not the introduction. It's every time but the first. But the first is slightly different. Kel Erech Apayimata. We describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Erech Apayim, as slow to anger. Ubal Harachamim Nekreso. You refer to as the Baal HaRachmim, a hint that you give on Midas HaRachmim, V'derech Tshuva HaReisa. And you taught us not to say you give on Midas HaRachmim. What, according to the introductory one, do we say? You taught us a path to do Tshuva. Tshuva HaReisa. And then, you at the end, we end with similar, and we go into Yud Kippur Midas HaRachamim. And I want to understand why this distinction. Why don't we do it the same way we do it every other time? Why is the first one introduced somewhat differently? I started a chavrusa at night with one of the boys in the yeshiva in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. And we haven't gotten that far yet, but very early in the Sefer, when the Sefer refers to the Midah of Zehirus, the very first one, right, that one has to be particularly careful not to do any Averos. So the Mesilas Yesharim says things that at first are very serious and demanding, and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes everything into account, and it's not as if minor infractions are going to be ignored, and we only have to worry about the major avera. No, even minor ones, and it has to be. We said, Dabra Pashutim Varor, Kine Kev Emes Hashem. And God is truthful. Right? And he wants Mishpat. So how is he, if that's the case, so everything counts. So then the Mesilas Yesharim asks, Vim Tomar Im Kain Midas HaRachamim Lomi Omedesh Kevron shall call upon him Surah with Dachtek Bidino called Dogma. But if we have, because Bokhran is going to be meticulous to demand din at everything, even what we would consider minor infractions, so what happens to Midas HaRachamim? So he gives the following answer. He says, clearly, we know the phrase, he doesn't use it, Olam Chesed Yiponech, that the very creation of the world is a manifestation of the Chesed, the overflowing kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the world cannot exist without Rachamim, but that doesn't mean that din is forgotten. So he says, after all, if a person sins, so in a Beis Din, in a court system, you have to, the person does a crime, he gets arrested, he goes to the court, you have to produce witnesses, there's a trial, all this takes time. But dealing with the Beis Din Shamala, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no need for, I mean, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what a person did. There's no need for delay. There's no need for witnesses. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And there's no need to debate back and forth in the court. The judgment should come immediately. As soon as someone sins, there should be a punishment. And when a person, and the owner should come with anger, because the person, every sin is a rebellion against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. Right? And, of course, the great question that is the whole problem of tshuva in general is that when an act has been done, it can't be taken back. Particularly where many acts have very real consequences. If chas v'shalom, someone murders someone else, the person who's been killed doesn't come back to life. The vera consequences are there, but the truth is in every act that one does has broad consequences. So how can anyone ever do tshuva? One can't undo the consequences of the act that has been done. So he answers that tshuva is a great gift, it's rachamim, but tshuva, the fact that we're allowed to do tshuva is a great gift, but it's not that we don't have to do anything. It's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll forgive the sin. You don't have to do tshuva. Tshuva is a whole process in which our taking responsibility for our actions and our willingness to change in the future is considered as if we actually changed. So it's not the act is dropped completely, but tshuva gives us the opportunity to modify the impact, and that's the gift. Quotes the Gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu will accept lesser punishments than the punishments that really should be done. And then he concludes with a very interesting analogy. He says, could you imagine what would be if a person we'd say, well, just drop everything that was done. Drop it completely. And that would be the manifestation of rachamim. So then there would be no din in the world at all. Right? There's no responsibility for action, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just forgives everything. So he says, that can't be. Because the notion of rachamim, it was not meant to completely eliminate din as well. The purpose of the rachamim is to reduce the din. Right? to take a lesser punishment, to accept the person's tshuva, that he changes his thoughts as if he changes his deeds, but not to dismiss it completely. The rachamim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with us. He's going to wait for the day of tshuva of Yom Kippurim, and he won't punish us immediately. That Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin is going to be a 10-day period of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, culminating with Yom Kippurim, and I won't even use the Kabbalistic notions to extend it to Shana Rabba, and according to some Hasidim, we'll wait a Hanukkah. We'll just stick to the Psukim and the Gemara. Punishment isn't immediate. We're given all this time. So I said, I think that can aid us in understanding some of the questions that I asked. Note, the first time before we say Yugimu Midas Arachamim, we introduce it with Kel Erech Apayim Atah Uval Arachamim Nikreisa V'derech Tshuva Horeisa. We don't start with saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a formula that's going to solve all our problems. No. We understand that we really, in terms of din, should be punished immediately. So the first thing we need is the Kel Erech Apayim. The first thing we need, so there be any opportunity of tshuva, to be any opportunity for us to avoid being punished for our actions, is that we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Erech Apayim. That Erech Apayim means he's patient. He gives us time. We have time, then we can start talking about what we do with that time. And in that context, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us is a path to do tshuva. And the Yugimu Midos in that context is part of the path to do tshuva. There are two ways of understanding Yugimu Midos HaRachamim. One way is somewhat mystical, though many of the Mefarshim say that it's sort of a magic formula. Right? Why? Because we acknowledge the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Rachanu. And since we acknowledge that nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, right, by telling us the secret of his nature, that causes him to forgive us. But there's another way of understanding it, which is it's not just saying a formula, it is a demand upon us that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature is that being a Rachamon, and we in our own level try to emulate that quality. We know the Gemara says that the key to be forgiven, to be a Mavir Amidosov, person who doesn't stand up for everything he every right, but he's willing to let others have, he's forgiving, he doesn't push it, doesn't get so insulted, it's fine, which in essence means we're trying to adopt into ourselves some manifestations of Yugimu Midas HaRachamim. So if we understand that, then we understand the order. We start first with, we need a break, we need time, Kel Erech Apayim, you give us some time to get our act together, and you gave us a way of doing tshuva. And that way of doing tshuva reflects the Yugimu Midas HaRachamim in both ways. It's because Hashem has the Yugimu Midas HaRachamim that tshuva is possible, that the whole process can exist, and at the same time, it's telling us that we have to act in a manner that we internalize these midos and become part of our act of tshuva. It's going to reflect itself in the tshuva we have to do in Averos Bein Adam L'Chavero. Bein Adam L'Chavero, we have to ask the person that we hurt, we have to undo what we can of what was we did to hurt someone else. We don't just rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu's forgiving nature. We have a responsibility to the people we hurt. We have to respond in such a way and go beyond. I think halacha requires to do it three different ways and to try to appease the other person. We have to reflect it in our behavior as well. And only once that is established, then we can talk about Kel Melech, that God's a king who's a merciful king, and he gave us the Yigimon Midas HaRachamim as a way to get out of being punished. And therefore we must establish first that it's not something simply we recite. Yes, it's a gift he gives us, but we should see it first in the context of Derek Tshuva HaReisa. It's part of the way that we come to do tshuva. Why here is there a difference between the order in Slichas and the order of Vidui? Because the Vidui represents Yom Din Barachamim. The Vidui is that every day we make a Din B'cheshbin, we analyze our behavior, we recognize our failures, and on that's why we say that Vidui on a regular basis. I told you that some say it every single morning. And the Sfaradim, the Eidot HaMizrach, say it literally, Shachar to Mincha, twice a day, because it's a self-evaluation, recognition of our sins. And starting with the recognition of our sins, then we can come to ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu to have patience, Kerach HaPayim, and then bring together the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rachamim. The slichus we're going to say is very different. Yes, the slichus includes a vidui. No question about it. But it's not just your Yigimon Midas HaRachamim and the vidui. The Rav has discussed this in a number of shurim. I don't know how much of that. And the Naras HaRav is a very beautiful one, where he points out some of the elements that go between the Yigimon Midas HaRachamim and the recital of Vidui. We talk about Zechor Bris. We talk about a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the Jewish people that goes back to the Avos. We're not coming simply on the basis of our own individual behavior. We come with the merit of being part of Klal Yisrael. We then, as you all know, open the Aron Kodesh and say Shema Koleinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our pleas. And Slichus, by the way, is said B'tzibur. It's not said biyachid. In fact, even the vidui I described in the morning, if you're not at a minyan, you're not really supposed to say Yigimon Midas HaRachamim. There's a way around it if you say it with trump, you know, like reading from the Torah, but fundamentally Yigimon Midas HaRachamim can only be said b'tzibur. And when it comes to the tzibur, so then the whole approach is a different one. Of course we have to take responsibility for our actions. As I quoted from the Messiah Sishori, Rachamim doesn't eliminate din completely. Rachamim works so that the application of din is somehow softened, reduced. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a partial punishment. The Kadosh Baruch Hu delays the punishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva in place of actually being punished. But it's not that the din disappears. We have to take responsibility. But the context is of the rachamim. So with the slichos, which are said b'tzibur, we first have you given me this harachamim. We start on the basis that we have that protection of you giving me this harachamim. We then ask, we then make reference to we're not functioning in isolation, but we come with the merit of Klal Yisrael, and we ask Hashem, Shema Kaleinu, and if you notice, of course, we follow the recital of the Vidui with Aneinu. Again, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our pleas, a request that we make on the basis not of any individual merit being a part of the Tzibur and Klal Yisrael. Rav Kahn, when he spoke at the Shalashudis, spoke about the tradition that when we read the Parsha of Nitzavim prior to Rosh Hashanah. And he gave one very fine explanation. I want to suggest a second explanation. And that second explanation is because Nitzavim is the Parsha of Arevus. Nitzavim is the Parsha that introduces the concept of mutual responsibility of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara describes how it extends in so many ways. In very practical halachic terms, come Rosh Hashanah, unfortunately some people will be ill in hospitals, will not be able to come and hear the sound of the shofar in shul, about tokeya. We know that a number of yeshiva do it every year, will go to all the places and blow for the people who are ill. But the Baal Tokei already heard the kolos of the shofar. He's already yotzei the mitzvah. How can he blow for someone else if he already was yotzei the mitzvah? That's one manifestation of arevus. Because there's another Jew who hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, my fulfillment is incomplete and I'm allowed to do it for him as if I'm doing it for myself. That notion of mutual responsibility also means mutual strength. And that, the slichos, which is said b'tzibur, which is said communally, right, in which we have the right to ask Hashem Aneinu and Shema Koleinu, as we come with the merit of being part of the Tzibur. So we start with Yogimun Midas HaRachamim first, before we have to say the Vidui. Because it is, getting back to the terminology of the Ramban, who applies, of course, to Yom Kippurim, it's Rachamim B'din. The Rachamim comes first, and then the Din. In contrast to what the daily, the Vidui normally during the year, with the Din, we start with the Shamna. We start with the Din and try to soften it with Yogim Amidas HaRachamim. And with the 30 seconds I have left, because the clock here is always fast, when one wants to take the merit of being part of the Tzibur and use the notion of arevus, of mutual responsibility, it means we must take on that responsibility. It means that we have to care about others. And that caring has to be manifested in how we behave to others, how we show concern for others. And if I mentioned Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world out of Chesed is more than Rachamim. Gmilas Chasodim is that which doesn't have any expectation of anything getting back in return. It's what I do for those who can't help me in return. So let's all take upon ourselves, in order to earn the merit of Tzibur, in order the Slichos work, that Yugimu Midas HaRachmim not only be a formula, but a pattern of our behavior, of taking responsibility for those within our community and those in the world in general who need our help, who are unable to, are vulnerable in various ways, and then we will truly merit the schus of arvus, the schus of being part of the klal, and that this should lead to a full tshuva and a kapara for all of us and the rest of Klal Yisrael.